Title: Autograph Letter to Dear Sir, April 22nd and 23rd, 1775, Boston, Province of Massachusetts Bay. From the collection of Dr. Gary Meelin, loaned in memory of Joyce Kleiger. Transcription: Boston, 22nd of April, 1775. Dear Sir, I have just time to tell you that we have had an engagement with the rebels, and I have escaped unhurt. Our loss is very considerable, but not near so much as theirs, as they confess we have killed 2 for 1. Our regiment has 43 killed, wounded, and missing. Amongst the dead is poor Joe Knight. The loss on the whole, from the returns I have seen, is about 60 dead, 150 wounded, 30 missing. But as there was very little mercy on either side, we don't expect ever to see them again. The best account I can give you of this very extraordinary affair is as follows. General Gage, on Tuesday night, 11:30, detached the grenadiers and light infantry to seize a magazine of flour and some cannon at Concord, 25 miles from Boston, the route we took. Without a surgeon, without ammunition except what was in their pouches, not a carriage to put the wounded into. In short, they were not provided suitable to the expedition. They had not even provision for more than one day. They were fired on out of a house upon the roadside before they got to the town of Concord, and from that time, which was about 5 in the morning, there was a continual fire kept up on both sides, till the 1st Brigade, with which I marched, found them in a wood near Lexington, 6 miles from Concord, very hard pressed and their ammunition almost gone. And if we had not come up, not a man of them would have escaped. It seems they accomplished what they were sent out for, by destroying 400 barrels of flour and other stores at Concord, but were no sooner out of the town than they were fired at on all sides from houses, woods, stone walls, rocks, in short, every place where the rascals could be under cover. But whenever a party advanced against them, they took to their heels and away and never durst face them openly. Our brigade, which marched from Boston at 9 next morning, after waiting 2 hours upon the parade for the Marines, if possible worse provided than the other party, marched through the country to Lexington without any molestation. We were surprised at finding the houses on the road shut up and the inhabitants fled, but knew nothing of the engagement till we heard the firing. When we came up, the rascals ran away as fast as their legs could carry them, and we were ordered to return without so much as having once rested since we left Boston. We no sooner faced about than we were fired on from all sides, and our regiment was ordered to cover both flanks and attack some houses full of people, which kept a very smart fire on us. I had the honor to command the major's company all the day, and as everything was in the greatest confusion, and no kind of order given how we should conduct ourselves, I was my own commanding officer, and soon cleared the house I went up to, and then set fire to it. I kept on the flank for about 6 miles, and then came in, and was so lucky as to have only one man of the company killed and 3 wounded. From that time there was not a single house on the road but what was full of people to intercept us, and all the walls lined from which they fired on us under cover, till the houses were surrounded and every one of them put to death. You cannot conceive how desperate they were, for after we were in the very room with them, and they had quarter offered, they would fight it out to the very last man. During the whole day I heard but one man ask for quarter, and he had his thigh broke. The reason of the houses being so full of people was, their hearing that we were defeated, and they conceived that we never would stop to dislodge them, but run past as fast as we were able, and then they might fire on us till we were out of reach without being in any danger themselves. But when they found themselves surrounded, they grew desperate and fired to the last. There never was any set of men behaved with greater courage than the soldiers. Their officers could not restrain them. They dashed into every danger, and when they had dislodged the enemy, they straggled into the main body by 3 and 4 at a time, without the least order, and threw everything into confusion. In short, everybody did as they pleased. Some ran this way, some that way, wherever there was any opposition, and for the last 10 miles you could not neither find out your regiment, company, colors, nor anything else. And you would see nowhere more than 6 or 8 men of any regiment together, all mixed and interspersed as if they had been shook out of a bag. Wherever an officer had run to clear any place, he had 100 at his heels, not of his own men, but of 12 different regiments. In one of those sallies, I had a very narrow escape, having a grenadier of the 5th, a soldier of ours, and a marine killed around me. But we soon got into the house, and I counted 11 Yankees dead in it and the orchard. One villain had 73 balls in his bag and 2 horns of powder. Before we fell into confusion, when Hamilton and I, with Captain Holmes and the major's company, were on the flanks driving them out of some underwood, the grenadiers of the 47th Regiment, mistaking us for Yankees, were absolutely on the present to fire at us, when Ben Fish of ours knocked up their pieces and told them they were firing on their own men. Such a scene of confusion never was, and I saw several men killed by our own people firing on them from eagerness. You would see a party of soldiers firing at the front of a house and another on its rear, whilst the main body were pelting away at the upper windows, by which means many of our own people fell even after they were in the house, and all the world could not prevent it. One soldier of ours got 7 balls in him by that means, 4 of which had been cut out, and he is still alive. In this manner, we retreated to Charlestown, and even at the entrance of it, met with a strong opposition and received a very severe fire from 5 or 6 houses at the end of the common. It was near 8 when we got there, and our regiment was ferried over by the boats of the fleet between 11 and 12 at night. Knight is the only officer killed, but there are from 16 to 20 desperately wounded, as they strove to cut off the officers and aimed at them chiefly. Lord Percy, who commanded us, showed the greatest personal courage, was everywhere where there was any danger, and sat his horse the whole time, which, considering our situation, was rather too conspicuous a place, and wants nothing but experience and 2 or 3 such expeditions to make him a very good general, for he neither wants for coolness or spunk. It is amazing we have not lost more men, for you could not look to any point of the compass that they were not firing on us from, and for that constancy, it must be owing to the rascals being afraid to come near enough for their shot to do execution. Their number was immense, and every day increases. Boston is blocked up by them, and we have had no fresh provision ever since. The general lets no one out, and they let nobody in. Their sentinels are within gunshot of us, and they are absolutely throwing up a work at Roeburgh Church. We have dismal accounts of the friends of government in the country, and there seems to be a listlessness about the headquarters, which I cannot account for. I suppose the general means to wait the arrival of the troops from Britain. 23rd of the month. There are 2 men of war this moment arrived and are now saluting. I suppose the generals are on board. The march that we took on Wednesday, when you consider everything, is really surprising, for we did not leave the parade till after 9, went as far as the woods above Lexington, which is full 20 miles round by the neck and through Cambridge, and from thence never halted, but fought every inch of the way to Charlestown, for in fact it was an attack of posts all the way. From Lexington to Charlestown is a good 15 miles. Add to that the number of times that every soldier ran out on the flanks, and the quantity of ground he must have run over there. You can call the whole little short of 50 miles. The grenadiers and light infantry were at Concord, which is 26 measured miles to the magazine, and were continually on foot from 12 on Tuesday night till 10 on Wednesday, and engaged from 5 on Wednesday morning. Docketed as a letter from Boston.